Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's called the fastest growing medical fascination in decades, a social media sensation. Dr. Sandra Lee is one of the nation's top dermatologists, a renowned surgeon tasked with removing life-altering growths from her patients' skin so they can try to reclaim their lives. She's based in Southern California. Known as Dr. Pimple Popper, she discovered there's a massive online subculture of people who watch popping videos and share them online. She's become an internet sensation for posting dozens of videos of what she sees on a daily basis. 2.7 million followers on Instagram, Facebook posts reaching upwards of 6 million users, 400,000 to 500,000 views per Snapchat story, and nearly 4 million subscribers on YouTube, where the Dr. Pimple Popper videos have been watched an incredible 2.5 billion times. A popular one-hour special earlier this year, and now a new series on TLC, Dr. Pimple Popper, Wednesdays, 10 Eastern Pacific, and Dr. Sandra Lee joining us on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You know, looking forward to the new series, how is this going to be different than the popular YouTube channel that you have?
I mean, the show gives you a much more richer experience. It's that, you know, on my YouTube channel, my social media, we really just concentrate on the pops themselves. You rarely even see my face. But on the show, you get to follow these patients and get to see how they have dealt with their condition in their home, with their friends and family at work. And then you get to see them come to my office. So you get to see a lot more of my interaction with the patients before and during the procedure. And then you get to see them after, which has actually been particularly wonderful for me to see. To see how it changes people's lives for the better. And so I think it's really heartfelt. Really, it's interesting that it's sort of like on this grotesque kind of a gross premise, but it leaves you with like feeling happy for these patients. I think feeling proud to be, you know, human, I feel like.
Well, yeah, this is really a window into your world, and it starts meeting the patients in their hometowns. This is something we see, and this is really something what you're probably seeing for the first time. Normally, I assume when you meet a patient, you open the door, and they're there in a room waiting to meet you. Is this fascinating for you, too, to actually see what they're going through before they get to your office?
Absolutely. That is absolutely. I don't know where they live. I don't know how they live. I don't know. You know where they. I don't often know where they work or what they do, I don't really know the day-to-day difficulty that they have with their condition. I can sense a lot of the times when something really bothers somebody when I see them in the office, but then I really get to see how deeply it affects them. And you know, it can be really sad, actually. And so I feel like it almost. Show pumps me up to be better than I am because I don't really see that in my real life. You know, I don't think about that, how it affects somebody in a positive way. But now I get to see it, and it's pretty cool to see. It makes me feel good about what I do and really proud that I'm a dermatologist.
You know, it's interesting. We see how it affects their lives and the people around them as well. Talk about that, because it's just not something that they're living with. The people around them are living with it as well.
There's actually one guy that comes in mind who came in. He could barely walk with a cane, and he couldn't even dress himself, which I didn't even realize. His son was helping him with this, and afterwards, he said something, the son, when he got them, he doesn't walk with a cane now, and his son said something that he said the biggest change was that he could dress himself. And you know, that gives you, that makes you feel good about yourself, that you're a person, you know. For a father to feel so helpless that their son has to help them get dressed, and now to be able to do it independently, you don't really think about those things and how much that affects your confidence or your feelings of even wanting to live, you know, and be alive and wanting to be happy.
Dr. Sandra Lee, our guest on This Week in America, also known as Dr. Pimple Popper. Her show is now on TLC, Wednesdays at 10 Eastern Pacific. Talk about, in the first episode, we meet Tyler, and this is, I think, really a fascinating story because you're dealing not only with the problem he's having, and you're trying to correct that with as little scarring as possible, but you're also trying to figure out what the problem is so the problem doesn't recur.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that go through your mind when you're doing surgeries. You really want to make sure that, especially because the patient's awake, you have to talk to them to manage them and make sure they feel comfortable, that they're not in any pain, that they're not freaking out. And then you got to figure out what this is at the same time and make sure you get it all out, whatever it is. And you got to make sure the scar line is as small as possible. And what if you don't know what it is? Like, how do you handle that? You don't want to let the patient be frightened. You don't want to say anything to them to make them concerned. So there's a lot of like multitasking you kind of got to go through while you do this, and that's just part of it. It's kind of part of the challenge too, and what I like about it. But yeah, I mean, it can be stressful. But if you can do it, and you know, and you enjoy it, and enjoy the people, I think that you know, it just only comes with you know good things, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, once you put it all out there like that, you know, you're starting to stress me out when I start to think about all the things that I have to do.
Well, there are a couple of messages that come through loud and clear in this series. One is there's no reason to be ashamed of your skin. And the other is that we shouldn't shame others for theirs. So there's sort of an anti-bullying sort of message that comes out in the program.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like I've said this before, that I feel like, you know, in this day and age with all the reality shows that sort of take normal people and make them look crazy, you know, to get the views, this is like the opposite. It's like people who legitimately have crazy things going on in their life, and you're making them more normal. You're getting rid of that. And I think that is very satisfying, really gratifying, and makes people feel good about the world. And I think we kind of need that now. You know, I feel like the world is kind of crazy these days.
You know, as we're watching, we're being drawn in emotionally as we understand the story and what your patients are going through. I sense that's the case with you as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I get pulled in here too. I mean, I can't believe I'm shocked at how much crying there is going on, even for me. I think, I get pulled in, of course, because I care about these patients. And I mean, especially when you see the pain on their face, and you feel like there's an ability, you have there's a possibility that you can help them. It's just a nice thing to feel that you have maybe some little power to help them in some way to feel better about themselves. So it's just, it's all good. It's so interesting that this can come from pimple popping of all things. I mean, who would have thought that me pimple popping would make people feel good about the world or about themselves?
Yeah, people would watch that sort of, I guess, for the entertainment value, and now you're
right.
Using it to educate from a medical standpoint, a personal standpoint. So this has to feel gratifying to you, doesn't it? Because now all of a sudden you're informing and you're educating, but you're not really telling people you're educating them.
Yeah, I think we sort of trick them into educating them, and I think that has been really the whole key to this. And really what has sustained it, you know, I think that obviously you sort of have to entertain people, otherwise you're not going to capture their interest. But really, I know people know now the difference between a cyst and a lipoma and a milium and a blackhead, and it's all because of these videos. They would have never known. They would have never known these things. And I'm so proud of the fact that this show is going to be elevating the specialty of dermatology, that we are, in fact, not just pimple poppers. We are so much more than that. So I think that's really special. I'm really, really proud of it.
And it seems like you're on the perfect network. TLC is known for telling real-life stories without judgment. This seems to be the perfect home for what you're doing with this series.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly what this is. That is that we're no judgment, and, you know, we just want to show people a piece of the world that this exists, that this is actually... There are people around us, all of us know people that are probably hiding something on their skin and may be embarrassed of it. And can we make sure that, you know, people don't feel like that and know that they have help if they need it?
Dr. Sandra Lee, our guest on the program, board-certified dermatologist, internet sensation. Her series is Dr. Pimple Popper. It's on TLC Wednesdays at 10 Eastern Pacific. Dr. Lee, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick. This is lovely.
Thank you. Once again, it's Dr. Pimple Popper. It's on TLC, Wednesdays 10 Eastern Pacific. Information, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.